The opinions expressed here on the Youth Ministry Sherpas podcast are solely those of the presenters, not the opinions of Cedarbrook Community Church or Mountain View Community Church.
This is Josh Griffin from Download Youth Ministry, and you're listening to the Youth Ministry Sherpas podcast with Steve Anderson and Matthew McCabe.
We're back, episode 62 of the Youth Ministry Sherpas podcast.
Hey everyone, I'm Matthew McCabe.
And I'm Steve Anderson.
We are the Youth Ministry Sherpas. We are helping youth workers to keep going.
Are you going today?
I'm dragging a little bit today for sure.
And I know why.
Why?
Because you were up late.
Oh man, these baseball games, I still don't understand. I mean, it was a great game.
It was.
A very compelling series. But who's watching these games at 12:10 in the morning?
Right.
Like, are advertisers really paying money to advertise? I mean, who? Unless you have a dog in the fight, you're just a diehard sports fan.
Yeah.
You're tapping out at 11:30, maybe.
I mean, it's
terrible.
It's one of my pet peeves.
They should start these games earlier.
Yeah. But we are recording this the day after the Washington Nationals won the World Series.
They are the world. I can't even believe our that is a real thing. They are the world champions.
Yes. So we had to stay up and watch that because it was Game 7.
Absolutely.
How often do you get Game 7 of the World Series with the local team?
The local team. Now, local team, yes. But is it your team, Steve?
It's not my team.
No, you're a...
I'm a Pirates
you're
fan.
You're a Pirates fan.
Which is... We're not even going to go
there. We can't go there.
I'm in a good mood.
No,
I don't want to go.
I don't want to put you in a bad mood there, Steve. And I'm a Brewers fan who actually the Nats.
Right.
You know, the Brewers had the Nats beat. And
I think that was like the propulsion to
this
championship.
They were dead in the water in the eighth inning.
Against Josh Hader.
And they got to him and they moved on. And then they've done it like two or three more times. Yeah. Once I got over being salty that the Brewers did not advance, I was pulling for the Nats.
You see, I got to admire you for that because if your team lost to the eventual champion, I'd be bitter. I'd be bitter. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, it helps that the Brewers were kind of on found money at that point in time anyway,
right,
with Christian Yelich being down. Like, I did not expect them to make the playoffs.
Okay.
They won 18 of 20 games in September to squeak in the wild card. So at that point in time, they had already overachieved. So I was salty because they're my team. And of course, you want them to win and move on. But I got over it pretty quickly. I wasn't as for the Nats in the Dodgers series as I was for them in the World Series because enough time had passed. I forgot about it and we moved on. But were you pulling for the Nats?
I was. I like Houston. I like their roster. I like their players. But I was rooting for the Nats too because they're the hometown team.
And sure.
I have nothing against them. So sure, why not?
I have tons. I mean, obviously, I have tons of friends who the Nats are their team. I mean, they bleed red. They were just beside themselves, and so
you were happy.
You
for
have
them.
To. Yeah, I want to be happy for them. You know, I was excited for them. So
yeah, it might be a different story. Maybe if it was the Cardinals.
Oh, it would be harder. The Cubs would be almost impossible.
No, I couldn't root for the Cubs.
But I do have a couple of friends who are Cubs fans, and so
we have a mutual friend who's
might
a big Cubs
find
fan.
It in my heart. In fact, the year they won it, they won a few years ago, right?
No, I'm still bitter. Sorry,
I know you are.
But anyway,
we digress.
Yeah,
but yeah, I've come to where I can. Mostly, I'm going to go. Just be honest here. I can mostly root for teams that aren't mine, as long as they're not playing my team, and they're not doing anything that would negatively affect my team. You know, I think I can cheer for teams.
And you
can
do
root
that
for them
because you have friends who maybe are a fan of that team,
yes,
and you're happy for them.
And I want
you're celebrating their victory with them.
Absolutely,
which is kind of what we're going to talk about today
in
our episode.
Right in there.
A little bit. That's our weird, awkward segue.
Yes.
But before,
no, it's a beautiful segue, Steve.
Perfectly,
come on, don't sell us short.
Perfectly executed, like A.J. Hinch's pitching plan last night against the Nats.
Oh, that was an ouchie. I completely agree with you. He completely blew that. You leave Greinke until his arm falls off at that point in time. I mean, the guy was just straight dealing. But anyway.
But before we get to the episode, it is time for...
Sherpas.
Say what?
All right, man. You said you had a good one today.
Sherpas, say what? A good one. I have an interesting one. I'm still not sure it's a good one. So a California public school district has apologized this last Tuesday after inadvertently printing a sex hotline number on the student identification cards issued to the middle school students at this school. Lancaster School District in northern Los Angeles County said the New Vista Middle School intended to print the suicide prevention hotline number on the IDs, but mixed up two digits, resulting in a sex hotline number unknowingly being printed instead.
Wow.
I mean, what are the chances?
What are the chances that those numbers are so similar?
Exactly.
Wow. That's crazy.
Yeah. I mean,
I wonder if somebody got fired over that.
I wonder, but I mean, it's an honest mistake, but it's a terrible mistake. Middle school ID cards.
It's the worst.
Some middle schooler kid has a tough day at school, goes home and dials it up. And, hey, baby.
Well, I mean, that's terrible.
No,
what
it's
do
not
we say?
Good. It's not good. It's not
we're
going to
lose our show after this.
No, maybe so. No. I mean, I just, again, it's...
It's an honest mistake.
It's an honest mistake.
It's an honest mistake. Give the person some grace.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And I'm sure.
But what were they thinking?
I know. But you know, I guess we're going to reprint the ID cards.
We should definitely proofread everything we said.
Yeah, absolutely. So
I did something kind of similar to that.
Well, I'm intrigued now.
It's mildly similar.
Okay.
Not nearly as egregious. So we were doing a volunteer dance for our talent show. And I was just joking around and I wanted to send like a funny dance to the youth leaders and say, here's what we're going to do. So I got on YouTube and I found this dance video. It was this guy just doing some like the Carlton or something. It was kind of funny and goofy. And I was ready to like click and copy the link into the email. But I got called out of my office. And I came back like an hour later and I clicked the link and dropped it in the email. But YouTube had moved on to other videos.
Yeah, that's what, yeah. Like if you keep rolling, if you're not there.
And so I inadvertently included this link to this pretty inappropriate dance video on YouTube.
What are you doing?
And had no idea. I had no idea.
You should have sent the link and moved
on
with your day.
I sent the link and totally forgot about it. And then I shouldn't even tell this story. But a couple weeks later, I kind of get called into the principal's office. And they're like, we want to talk to you about that video you sent. I'm like, video I sent?
You just have no clue.
What video did I send? Oh, you mean the... Like the goofy Asian guy dancing in the Carlton? And they're like, no, it's this one. And I look it up. I'm like, oh, I'm sorry. I didn't know I sent that.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
It was embarrassing.
Wow.
But anyway.
And you did not do that dance then at the volunteer thing, right?
I don't remember what we did, but it was not inappropriate.
It was not inappropriate. Okay, good to know.
Anyway,
good to know.
Always double check the things you send. That's the moral of the story.
That's a good moral, absolutely. Right. So we talked earlier about finding a way to cheer for someone else's team, right?
Yeah, and being able to celebrate others.
Yeah, I was pulling for the Nats last night because, not my team, but it's somebody else's team, and I really wanted them to do well. The question is, in regards to student ministry, can we do that?
Can we celebrate another's victory?
Yeah. Do we really want another youth ministry to succeed? I mean, we know what the answer to that should be.
It's all for the kingdom of God, right?
Absolutely.
We're all on the same team.
So obviously we want the other youth ministry to succeed.
Yes, we do.
In theory.
In theory.
But what do we do about it?
Yeah.
Do we do anything about it? Like, practically, really?
Stop convicting
me. For sure. Well, it's just a conversation, I think, that's worth having.
We thought we'd talk about this today because, you know, it's really easy to just get caught up in comparing ourselves. Comparing ourselves as youth pastors, comparing ourselves as youth ministries to other churches or whatever. We've talked about this on other episodes.
Absolutely. The comparison game is a tough thing to deal with. And what we know, because we've been in it a while, is that longevity, getting this deep into the game, you have to be able to get over that, because if you don't, you'll just crush yourself.
Comparison just steals the joy
absolutely.
Of what we do, because you'll never measure up to the things you're comparing yourself to. You just never will.
Because you're only comparing yourself to what you see, right. And what you see is only the positive. It's like the social media experiment.
Right.
Like when I compare my life to somebody else's life, I'm like, man, my life stinks. Look at theirs. I'm thinking, no, that's only the part they're letting me see.
Exactly.
You know, and so comparison will kill you, but it's not. I don't think it's enough
to just
get
compare.
Past comparison. There's a next level, and that's kind of what we're talking about here. That next level is. Not just not comparing myself to the youth ministry down the road or across the country or whatever, but actually celebrating that they are doing well, that they are succeeding.
This might be the absolute pinnacle of moral Christian behavior.
This is the top of some pyramid somewhere of what we can ascend to as youth ministers and youth leaders.
Celebrating the joy and the victory of others.
Yeah,
who are doing what we're also doing.
Yes.
And maybe
doing
even
it better.
Well, I was going to say maybe even impinging on a little bit of what we're doing, or maybe some of the same people.
Right.
Right?
Yep. If you're close enough, I mean, in proximity for another youth ministry literally down the road to succeed, that might mean someone who was coming to your youth group is now going to their youth group.
Do you have people at your church who used to go to Mountain View?
Yes. Are there people here at Mountain View that used to go to Cedar Brook?
Yes.
Okay, there you go. So it's happening.
It is.
I'm happy for you, Steve. Are you happy for me?
It depends who's coming to your church.
Right, right. No, there is. I mean, and that's the reality of it, is mm-hmm. this is, we know the answer to this. The answer is yes. The answer is, of course, we want others to celebrate. But it's not that simple. It's
yeah.
it's difficult. So you have people that go to Mountain View that used to go to Cedar Brook, and I have people
right.
at Cedar Brook who used to go to Mountain View, and I'm happy for you and you're happy for me, so yeah. that's it, right?
Yeah. So I'm thinking about this because just yesterday I'm having a conversation with my staff, and we're talking about this former student that they don't know, but there was a picture sitting there, and this student was in the picture, literally in the picture, and this student brings back bad memories for me.
Oh, okay.
Because this student was involved in our student leadership team, was getting involved and seemingly flourishing, and then disappeared, popped up at the youth ministry down the street on their student leadership team.
Oh.
Right? And then kind of dissed us from a distance, like would tell people who knew us both, oh, this youth ministry is so much better than my other one, and said things like that. And in this particular case, this student was actually in my wife's small group.
Oh, boy.
Here.
Yeah.
And,
so it gets
and
more
this,
complicated.
Yeah, and this student over the years did several things that almost felt like it was an intentional jab back at us for no reason, because we had
somehow
had a good
not,
relationship.
Yeah, right.
I don't know what it was,
right.
but it felt like it was personal.
Sure, absolutely. My question for you is, was that a free agency move, or did you get anything in return? Did you get like a prospect or a draft pick?
I think I got a supplemental pick
supplemental
in the third
round. In the third round. All right. Okay, all right. So that takes the edge off, right?
But I say that story because just yesterday I was kind of grumbling, remembering that circumstance, and I don't know. It's not like I was jealous that they got this kid. It was more like, why are you saying bad things about us?
Right.
So maybe it's not an exact illustration of this point. But at the same time, if that student genuinely was better off there and growing there and serving there and spiritually getting closer to God there, then I should
be happy.
Celebrating
yes,
that.
Yes, you should be celebrating
right?
that. Right. But I think this illustrates the point that conceptually,
right.
this is obvious.
Yeah.
Reality is harder.
Yeah.
But what makes it easier, not easy, but easier, is when it's based in relationship.
Correct.
I mean, Steve, you and I are great friends. We've been great friends for a long time now. You just had your fall retreat.
Mm-hmm.
It was one of your better retreats in a while.
It was
20th anniversary.
Yep.
And when I showed up today and we're catching up before we got to business here on the Sherpa podcast, I wanted to know about the retreat because I really wanted to be happy for you and celebrate you. And I wanted you to have the joy of explaining it all again because it's been almost a week. And so you're excited about it. But that's easy for me because...
Because we're friends.
You're my home slice, man. You're my homeboy. So I want what's best for you. And in turn, I want what's best for your ministry.
And the great thing is, because we are such good friends, I'm guessing there wasn't even a sliver of your questions to me that were like, well, I wonder how many kids they had compared to our retreat. Like, that's not even,
what wasn't even,
care anymore.
Was not even in my mind. Right, exactly, because of the depth of relationship. Right. And so another thing we've talked at ad nauseum on this podcast is the importance of networking and relationships with others who are in the same fight that we're in the same, you know, they do what we do, they just do it at a different church or in a different context, and how important that is. And there's lots and lots of reasons that that's important.
Well, one of the major reasons that we should do that is not just to promote ourselves or to make connections, but to actually be present and encouraging other people
right.
in what we do.
Absolutely.
Right?
Yeah, this is one of the reasons is if I'm connected relationally, I've made that investment with other people in my area who are doing exactly what I'm doing, but just doing it at a church down the road or a couple of cities over, it becomes much easier for me to not compare myself to them, to actually be happy for them, to celebrate them, not just conceptually, but in reality, be happy that their retreat crushed or that they had 20 more students this last week than they had the week before, even if four of them were mine. I can be happy for them because I know that they're my friend. They're a brother or a sister. And so, yes, I'm very happy that that happened.
It's a kingdom perspective.
It is.
It's not about building our own little kingdom. It's about building the kingdom. But that's still challenging.
So how do you do it?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, again, it's a great idea. And yeah, I was coming here today to record an episode anyway. And so it's easy for me to then sit in your office and and just, you know, chew the fat and talk about your retreat and my trip to Cambodia, and that all happened very naturally. But there's a bunch of other people in my area that have had retreats this fall, have had big events or big moments in their ministry. I didn't go sit in their office and talk to them. I haven't even called any of them to ask how it went. So great conceptual idea, but what do we actually do?
I have just a few thoughts. I'd on specific things we that. Could do. I'm not saying that I do these well, but maybe these are ways that we could at least pursue intentionally celebrating somebody else's youth ministry.
Okay.
So one would simply be to remember to pray for them. Mm. I mean, it sounds cliche, right? We should pray for each other.
Right.
Well, we actually do in our network. We gather and we pray for each other, which is awesome, which is where the friendship has come from.
Yep.
But to
intentionally spend time praying about student ministry in general and praying about all kinds of stuff, but to specifically have someone pray for someone else's ministry to succeed is powerful.
We do that all the time. And we do that every month.
It's refreshing.
What would be the next level is I'm making a regular part of my prayer life praying for other youth pastors and other youth ministries in our area.
Sure.
Or even have that be a public time in our youth ministry. Mm. Like, what if we stopped? What if every week or once a month we just had a 5-minute, hey, let's pray for so-and-so church down the street and their students. Or let's pray for the kingdom of God over on the other side of town and these three churches that are trying. They're meeting tonight.
Yeah.
They're meeting tonight. Let's pray for them right now.
They're meeting right now. Let's pray that God does something incredible in their ministry.
Why am I not doing this?
It's a great a guy that used to be in our network, Trevor. He's moved out to California now, but the church he was at, they do this corporately as a church, not in youth ministry
per se.
But their church prays for another church in our area every week, and they rotate through it throughout the year. They have a list of about 20 different churches.
Like in their services?
In their service. In their Sunday morning service, they specifically pray for the success and the benefit of God's kingdom in this church. And I know this because we're on their list, and about every couple of months, every 3 or 4 months, when our number comes up, I get an email from them saying, what can we pray for you guys this weekend?
That's so great.
And I just think, this is brilliant. And we could transition that into a youth ministry context, because we could, I'm sure anyone who's listening to this has enough knowledge of a handful of youth ministries around them where you could get in a rotation, even if you only had four, a monthly rotation. Once a week, we pray for this. So once a month, this church, this youth ministry gets prayed for.
I love that.
Reach out to them and say,
send them a note.
We're going to be praying for you. Yeah. Is there anything specific? Because then that deepens the relationship, and it makes it easier to sell. Because now if I'm praying for it, well, of course I'm going to celebrate it. It's an answer to my prayer.
That is amazing. I never knew that.
This should happen.
What's great is, I mean, just speaking specifically about Trevor, he has a mindset of he's often encouraging other people. Like, that's what he's all about. He loves to celebrate the kingdom of God. No wonder, because he grew up in a church that was doing that.
That's modeling that, yeah.
So, yeah, he's a product of that environment.
I miss Trevor on lots of levels, but I miss Trevor because, like, he was, like, the ultimate hype man.
Yeah.
I mean, he couldn't talk to me without encouraging me because he just was always talking me up, and I was always thinking, like, dude, you need to get to know me better. Like, you only know the good stuff. Right. Yeah.
Oh, that's good. Okay.
Yeah. And again, like you said, in our own prayer life, you know, we follow each other on social media. We know when there are other churches going on a retreat or when they've got a big thing that they're doing. Are we actually taking time to pray about that on our own, in our own kind of walk?
What if we actually took our social media time and celebrated the youth ministry down the street?
Wait, you're getting crazy now.
No way.
You want me to brag up another youth ministry on my own Instagram or Facebook account?
I'm insane.
That's crazy talk, but it's brilliant.
Let's talk about bragging them up a little bit, because it's really easy. It's really easy to not do that. It's really easy to kind of cast aspersion on other youth ministries, because there's a reason that they're at a different church, because they do something differently.
They do it differently
than we do.
Yeah,
our way better.
Everybody has a different culture, which is beautiful until we have to like it, and then we're like, no, it's not. Our culture is better,
right?
Because it's our culture.
But if we can model actually bragging up other youth ministries, I think that sets a tone for our students, and it sets a tone for our church too.
Yeah. So we need to brag it up in casual conversations, right? Conversations we have with other people in ministry as we network around and talk, to brag up other churches
with students,
with people in our own church. Oh, that's a great church.
Yeah.
They're doing some great stuff over there. I mean, just to brag that, and then, again, publicly. I mean, what if we actually took time in our public forums to brag somebody up?
I did that a few years ago. You might remember.
I do remember.
It's
a warm memory for me.
I was preaching in our main services. I don't even remember what the subject was, but it had something to do with unity in the body or something like that. And I mentioned each of the guys that I was closest with in our youth network and their church, and specifically what I admired about them, because everybody has the thing that they kind of do best.
Sure.
And so I just mentioned those all and celebrated them in that service, in that sermon. And what was really interesting, I don't even know if I should share this or not, but there was someone in our service who had formerly been at one of those other churches.
I love that, by the way.
And left in a bit of a disruptive situation.
Fashion.
Yes.
Yep.
And so, you know, that person heard what I said and I think was pretty challenged by it. I don't know.
As they should have been.
Yeah, yeah. But again, it was modeling that. And I don't know the circumstances of why they left. And there may have been complete legitimacy to all of it. That's not for me to decide.
Right.
But
it's irrelevant to the point.
Yeah, the point is, no matter what happened over there, that church is still building the kingdom of God. They still believe in Jesus. They are making disciples. I want to celebrate them and encourage them if I can, in any way possible.
Of course.
So that's good. Yeah.
And it's good to model that for others.
Yeah, definitely.
Very good. Brag them up. Brag them up.
Brag them up.
Here's something crazy. What could we actually do something with our student ministry to serve and celebrate another student ministry? Actually take our time and people resources, which we have a limited amount of.
I mean,
there's X amount of Sunday nights or Wednesday nights that you meet in a year, and so you want to make them count as much as you can. Is there anything we could actually do, you know, level up?
What are you thinking of?
I don't know. I don't know. I mean, There's probably plenty of ideas out there.
I don't know. I mean, you could just have all of your students one night write encouraging notes to the students of such and such youth ministry. Like, what if you guys a month from now got these notes from us and just said, hey, students of Cedarbrook, we prayed for you tonight. We love you. Keep on doing what you're doing. You're reaching people in schools that we don't reach. I don't know, something like that.
That'd just, be really cool. Would that be simple? Cool? That's simple. It'd be a cool thing. And again, a cool thing to model for the students.
Especially if they were delivered with cupcakes.
Oh, man, then. That's crazy talk right now. I love that. Even this idea of, like, I don't know, just in my head, I just was starting to think, like, what if we, you know, some other ministry is trying to do an event or do some kind of outreach. What if we helped them, served? You know, what if they needed volunteers to run an event, X event, and they're having trouble getting volunteers? Well, how about we come volunteer for you?
Oh, you're getting crazy.
I know, that is pretty wild.
Gotta rein you back in here.
Yeah, and I admit that would be logistically difficult, and there'd be lots of
right
barriers to that, but I don't know if it'd be wrong.
Could you pull it off somehow?
Maybe. Maybe not a whole. I'm not talking about, hey, let's cancel, you know, Sunday night or Wednesday night and instead go do this. I'm saying, like, oh no, they're doing a big Friday night thing. Could I grab 7 or 8 kids from the leadership team or whatever and just say, like, hey, you guys want to do something great? Let's go help these guys do this thing.
Yeah.
You know?
It's a great
idea. It would be really cool. That would be you. And again, if now I'm invested in it. So of course when that event goes well, I'm stoked.
Yeah.
Because I helped make it go well.
Cool.
So I could easily celebrate that rather than me sitting home going, like, I hope it rains and they don't have a great turnout.
Yeah.
I mean, which, you know, I in the wrong place, I'd be capable of.
Nobody showed up. Oh, I'm so sorry.
Oh, that's too bad.
I'm so sorry.
Yeah, we had 80. No, I'm just kidding. You know, what you running?
You know why nobody showed up?
Because they were all at mine. Yeah. See, but we laugh, but it's so.
We feel that way somewhere deep in the dark recesses of our bad selves.
Yes, I think there's a really thin place between comparing ourselves and
wishing the worst.
And wishing the worst. And then the other side is celebrating. It's probably a pretty thin place. And I imagine in the course of longevity, we weave in and out of both of those places.
So we want to veer towards the better.
The better place is the celebrating place.
And I think maybe because we have been doing this a while, we're definitely more in that lane.
Yeah.
I mean, I still compare myself. I won't lie. Still compare our youth ministry. But I think I'm getting better at just stepping back and saying, whatever you're doing, good. Good for you.
That's great.
Good for you. We're doing our thing. You're doing your thing. We're going to support each other. It's all for the same
kingdom cause. Is going to grow. Yeah. This is going to be great.
And maybe some of that is the fallout from all the networking that's happening now through podcasting, through Facebook groups, and all that kind of stuff, too. Because we know so many people now that, you know, we're celebrating what they're doing, too.
Because based in relationship, this is easier than when there's no relationship. When there's no relate, you know, if I don't know there are churches in my area that I legit can tell you that I'm not trying to, you know, make myself be some kind of saint, but there are plenty of churches in my area and plenty of youth ministries in my area who I legitimately 98% of the time, 99% of the time, want them to succeed, and I'm happy when they do, and I'm proud of them. I actually just, a church in our area tackled a tough issue on a Sunday morning recently. I saw it on Facebook because I'm friends with people at that church. Uh-huh. I listened to the message on Sunday. I was blown away. It was great. I wrote a note to the pastor and the
good for you.
High school pastor and said, look, I'm sure that was really hard to do, but you handled it with a lot of grace and love. And just thank you for taking a risk and doing that.
Because, that's so great.
Because I do. Because I know them. They're friends of mine.
Yeah.
But I could list 2 or 3 other churches in this area who I don't know anybody at.
Right.
And I have no relationship with anybody at them.
Right.
It's a little harder for me to actually say, I hope they succeed. In fact, it's pretty easy for me to go, like, I don't really understand what they're doing over there, and I think it's dumb. You know?
Yeah.
that both of those things happened in the last 4 days.
Okay.
In my life.
Okay.
I went to a church to just kind of see what it was like. And I judged it from start to finish. I don't know a single person there. And yet I also listened to the sermon from another church and was thinking, this is awesome. And I told them, this is how difficult it is.
So here's the next step, I think, for all of us, is to find a way to at least step in the direction of celebrating another youth ministry, whether it's just reaching out and making a new friend, whether it's sending a note of encouragement, whether it's having your students do something. Maybe it's show up on the day you know they're going on the retreat with breakfast for the youth pastor because you know he's going nuts.
Running
right?
all over the place, yeah. Right.
Or, you know, do something to encourage the members of the youth ministry in some way.
Yeah. What's just your something. Next step? Identify a next step for you because you can't just make this happen overnight. Like there's steps to this. What's your next step?
Yeah.
I'd love to hear what your next step is. So
you know what my next step is?
What's your next step?
I'm going to give you our fall retreat shirt and you're going to wear it in celebration of the great event that we put on.
I am. A shirt swap.
A shirt swap.
I love that.
Who doesn't want shirts?
I'll make sure
you got to wear them.
I'll make sure you get a shirt from our retreat and you'll wear it and celebrate it. You know what? When I'm wearing your shirt, too, you know what I'm going to do? I won't pray for you.
That's amazing.
I'll pray for your ministry.
That's amazing.
This is another great idea. Thank you. We're just full of great ideas today. Like we almost know what we're doing.
Yeah, almost.
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 Close.
Not quite.
Yeah.
We make it sound easier than it is.
Yeah. But seriously, I'd love to, you know, those of you who listen to this episode and spend some time thinking about it, what's your next step? Reach out to us. Jump on one of our social media outlets or send us an email at youthministrysherpas@gmail.com and say, hey, this is my next step. This is what I'm going to do. That would just be super encouraging.
Because here's the bottom line. If we spend all of our time comparing, we will not last in youth ministry. We will be discouraged and defeated. But if we can step to the next level, build friendships, and celebrate the success of others, we're going to be in this
for a long haul.
Yep.
Love it. This is great.
All right.
Good deal. Well, hey. Hope this was helpful for you. It was actually a helpful conversation with my own self.
Yeah.
So we will be back next week with another episode.
We are really excited because we are quickly approaching the National Youth Workers Convention.
Oh, my goodness. I am beside myself with excitement.
5 days and nights in Tampa, Florida. We can't
Tampa,
wait.
Tampa, Florida.
Yeah. We're going to be there exhibiting in the exhibit hall.
We will be. But we're also going to be there just celebrating.
Having fun.
All the great things that are happening in youth ministry. And so if you're going to the National Youth Workers Convention, please come find us. We'd love to know you. We'd love to know about your ministry so that we can celebrate your ministry.
Absolutely.
So.
All right.
So we will be back next week with another episode, but it's a special week because it's a legend.
Sherpa Legends.
Sherpa Legends next week. So you'll get a little
so good
preview on Tuesday. And then our next Sherpa Legend will drop next Thursday. So make sure you tune in. You will not want to miss this conversation. It is so good.
Oh, it's fantastic.
Absolutely. So until then, Sherpas out.